LANYAP, a little something extra, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM.
I'm Jay Curtis. My guest today joining me by phone, but he'll be here in person later tonight. Dr. Marvin Jeter is the Monticello Research Station archaeologist at the University of Arkansas Monticello at the Arkansas Archaeological Survey.
That is correct.
Welcome to LANYAP, Dr. Jeter.
Hi, Jay. Thank you for having me on.
Your presentation tonight coming up at the ULM Museum of Natural History. Tell us about what you'll be talking about tonight.
Okay, well, a little background, if I may. This is a double anniversary year for Charles Darwin, at least as far as great big round figure anniversaries are concerned. Back in February, we observed the 200th anniversary of his birth, which was back in 1809, so 1809 to 2009. In fact, February, he was born on February 12th, 1809, the exact same day that Abraham Lincoln was born, one of history's little coincidences.
I didn't know that.
So a little Darwin trivia for you there. At any rate, now, today, actually marks, the 150th anniversary of the publication of his big book on evolution, The Origin of Species, and that is really what's being commemorated today at the ULM Museum.
Your presentation coming up on human evolution 150 years after Darwin's Origin of Species.
Right, that is the title of my talk. Starts at 6:30 at the museum, and don't ask me how to get there, but I do have a native guide on campus who's going to show me. At any rate, this will be a PowerPoint slide presentation, and I can sum it up for you.
Well, so tell me a little bit about the data that Darwin collected when he was compiling the data to write Origin of Species.
Okay, well, I'm after starting off the talk with a bit of background information on Darwin himself, his personal background in England and his beginnings as a scientist, then the data collection you asked about really begins in the 1830s with his famous five-year voyage around the world on a British research ship, the HMS, His Majesty's ship, the Beagle, named after the Beagle, a hunting dog. And at any rate, they spent a lot of time in the Southern Hemisphere, South America, South Pacific Islands, Australia, New Zealand, and so forth, collecting all sorts of exotic plant and animal species and doing a little bit of paleontology, the study the collection of fossil animal bones and so forth.
And I've read a little bit about some of his findings in the Galapagos Islands. And some
right,
of the...
that's exactly right. He spent that was a highly significant portion of this. It's off the northwest coast of South America. And I do have a bit about the Galapagos finches and other animals that he studied while he was there. And at any rate, after that, returned home to England, and for more than 20 years or two decades, continued his researches. He himself studied barnacles, of all things, and classification. He also worked a lot with breeders of dogs and horses, domesticated farm animals and plants and so forth. And after all of that cogitation, he was finally pushed into publication of The Origin of Species in 1859, by an associate fellow named Alfred Russel Wallace, another naturalist of the day, who had independently come to more or less the same conclusions. So they gave a joint presentation in 1858, and then his big book, The Origin of Species, came out in 1859.
I'm talking with Dr. Marvin Jeter. I'm talking with Dr. Marvin Jeter. He's giving a presentation this evening at the ULM Museum of Natural History. So, Dr. Jeter, you're also not just celebrating the anniversary of the publication, but also looking a little bit forward into the 20th century into the research that's been done since then.
The 20th century is backward by now, but I am actually going to look a little bit forward into what we might expect in the 21st at the very end of my talk. Actually, 12 years after The Origin, Darwin published another big book, which he entitled The Descent of Man, and that's the one that really brought the application of his evolutionary theories to us humans and our so-called hominid ancestors, the fossils that have been found in the old world, different fossil species, and especially in Africa. And basically, that's going to be the main topic of my talk, really. It's an illustrated review, lots of slides of fossil skeletal material, of a summary of our modern knowledge, most of it gathered over the past three or four decades, really, of human evolution. I'll cover, more than a dozen, something like 20 species of fossil hominids, as we call them, going back. And finally, so far, we've gotten over 6 million years ago with some African fossils. So it's finds by the famous Leakey family in Africa and Olduvai Gorge and so forth, and by Donald Johansson and his team, including Tim White. This really winds up with a major new find that was just reported last month, fully described after years of research on the specimens. It's called Ardipithecus ramidus, and it dates back to 4.4 million years ago. And from that, I'm going to take a leap farther back in time, really quoting some of the projections that these scientists have made as to what even earlier fossils might look like. We actually do have some, as I said, that go back to a bit before 6 million years ago as well.
Dr. Marvin Jeter is giving the presentation, Human Evolution, 150 Years After Darwin's Origin of Species, tonight at 6:30 at the ULM Museum of Natural History. Dr. Jeter, thanks so much for being my guest.
Jay, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And
the views expressed on the program may not necessarily reflect the views of KEDM or the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Lanyap is produced at the studios of KEDM.